Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And you know what? The Resident Evil franchise is one pretty synonymous with the horror video game genre. So deeply are its claws sunk into the very core of this industry that it's almost impossible to find somebody who didn't brown their trousers at some point thanks to these titles. For some, it was the dogs jumping through the window in the Arkley Mansion. For others, it was seeing Nemesis for the first time. And then there was Sheva's AI in places of Resident Evil 5, which coined the term rage dump. Still, it turns out that Capcom was actually hiding a lot more up its sleeve than just awesomely worked jump scares, as data miners and internet code hounds have delved through the games in the series and unearthed some pretty amazing gems that, unfortunately, for one reason or another, never made it to retail. So let's explore these limbs, entrails, and gore that was left on Resident Evil's cutting room floor. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 insane things you won't believe were cut from Resident Evil games. Number 10, Chris Redfield's Mega Man outfit, Resident Evil 1. So while the Resident Evil series might make Capcom a ton of stinky cheddar when it comes to sales, it's obviously not the only iconic franchise they have under their belt, as alongside the always slick Dante from Devil May Cry, they also have the wonderfully beloved Mega Man series. And while in recent years Capcom has been a bit shy about their love for the Blue Bomber, back in the day they were more than keen to tie his mega-busting fame to anything they could, and it turns out that at some point in development, Chris Redfield might have gotten the Mega Man treatment in Resident Evil 1. Thanks to some intrepid data miners, fans uncovered an unused outfit for Chris that has a tiny and rather crudely drawn Mega Man icon next to it. The outfit is in an unfinished state and was likely canned shortly into its development, but it's still a huge missed opportunity, especially if said suit came with some Mega Man gadgets. It sure would have added some levity to the otherwise dour Resident Evil tone, which is something that Capcom truly nailed going forward with the likes of Tofu. Number 9. Survival Mechanics, Resident Evil 5. Now, Resident Evil 5 was placed in a rather difficult position following the monolithic success of Resident Evil 4, with the prior game topping sales charts and lapping up critical praise wherever it looked, and it felt like unless Resident Evil 5 offered you the stars themselves, that it would always be seen as inferior to its predecessor. Well, for its part, Resident Evil 5 didn't play it safe, moving the action to daylight settings and providing the player an AI companion in the form of Sheva. Now, while it might not have succeeded all across the board, Resident Evil 5 cannot be accused of letting the wheels spin, and things were apparently even crazier in the game's early development stages. From what scarce information we can find about it online, it seems that the game was originally going to include survival mechanics based around a sunstroke system. As Africa is an incredibly sunny and hot locale, Chris would not only be under extreme pressure from his enemies, but from the heat as well. As such, a mechanic that required him to take shelter in the shade, lest he lose health and, more worryingly, his sanity, was going to force the player to pick their battles carefully. It sounds like it would have added even more tension to the game, but maybe due in part to the constraints that this would have placed on level design and, by extension, the player, it was dropped very early on in development. Number 8. A completely reworked intro, Resident Evil 3 Remake. While maybe not hitting the same highs as the incredible Resident Evil 2 remake that dropped a year before this follow-up, Resident Evil 3's remake was still packed to the rafters with high-octane content and a whole keg-load of the maddest of lads that we know as Nemesis. Thanks in part to a very quick turnaround for the studio, it seems that a fair amount of content was cut from the final version, including, quite sadly, a fully reworked intro that would have grounded the experience a lot more for returning fans. So as we know, Carlos is given much more screen time in this version and approaches the RPD in the opening sections, just missing out on seeing Brad take a bite out of crime quite literally by snacking on Marvin. Originally, this scene was meant to play out with Jill in the place of Tyrell, meaning that she would have been the one to see Brad, her longtime friend, lose his humanity and have to put him out of his misery. Now, this change also feeds into a prior gameplay section that would see Carlos and Jill evade Nemesis while heading towards the RPD to look for survivors. Now, it's a small change in essence, but it would have added a ton of emotional heft to the title, and it is a true shame to see that it was cut. Number 7. Hunters? Here? Resident Evil 1. In another instance of a reworked opening section, Capcom was clearly not messing around when it came to the opening of the iconic Resident Evil 1, as in its beta form, well, this was utterly brutal. Now, we all know the opening moments from Resident Evil, right? Move through the grand hall area into the extravagant dining room and then round the corner to be met with some truly creepy CGI that looks like the zombie in question has got a flaky skin condition. Well, in the beta version of this game, the title throws two zombies at you right out of the gate, even hiding one behind a pillar for you to walk into, so thanks for that, and then in place of the cutscene zombie is a hunter. That's right, one of the most deadly enemies in the game presented to you in the first 5 minutes. This beta was clearly out for blood, as this was just mean. Number 6. Zombies that reacted to your breathing. Resident Evil 7. While the original iconic zombie enemy might be the first thing that fans think of when it comes to Resident Evil foes, Capcom hasn't exactly been resting on its laurels when it comes to trying to offer new and interesting enemies for us to fight. And it seems that in Resident Evil 7, zombies were going to be able to get up close and personal with the player in ways that they'd never experienced before. As according to Jun Takeuchi, executive producer for that game, early on in development, they experimented with zombies that would react to your breathing. This terrifying feature implies that there were many moments where the player would either have to hide from this type of zombie or sneak by them without them being alerted to their presence. Now, in a game that is pretty much keen to wrench empowerment from the player at every turn, this could have created some truly tense moments, to say the least. And the reason that this didn't make it into the game? Well, Takeuchi stated that during playtesting, people were actually holding their breath alongside the character, and the team didn't want anyone to pass out accidentally.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. The horrifying original cutscenes. Resident Evil 1. Now, we're all well versed in the utter chef kiss B-movie schlock that Resident Evil 1's FMV coats themselves in. Reportedly having been filmed in around 2 days by actors understanding little of what the content would actually be used for, but it's this kind of perfect storm of ham that has made these moments so utterly enduring. However, it turns out that things were even spicier for the original Japanese version of the game, as when compared to the international release that we God in the West, it's an utter gore fest. In the international release, we see glimpses of body horror, such as the severed hand holding the gun and indeed the close-up drool-coated canines. But in the original Japanese release, we got to see STARS member Joseph Frost utterly torn apart by dogs. It's surprisingly brutal and only topped by the shots of round after round hitting the dogs, causing blood to splatter onto the screen, as well as one of their eyeballs bursting. It's pretty obvious why this was cut for more gore-sensitive countries, but at the same time, it's insane to think that these were shot in the first place. Number 4. A possible two-player co-op mode? Resident Evil 2 Remake. Just when you thought that the title couldn't have gotten any better, data miners who sifted through the code of the utterly brilliant Resident Evil 2 Remake found some clues to a game mode that might have made things even more impressive. Amongst all of the disgustingly realistic burger textures, miners found evidence of a potential two-player co-op mode within the game's file, and even found a section in which Claire and Leon are on screen together as they work through an alley scene. Whether or not this was how the original game's story mode was going to shake up with the two players constantly working together is a bit unclear, seeing as how the original game touted two different routes for the two protagonists, and as well as the issues of programming an AI partner for those playing solo, this may well have been a standalone mode similar to Mercenaries, or indeed the remake's Ghost Survivors mode. Seeing as these sections provided a what-if scenario, maybe this one could have been what if Claire and Leon had never separated at the start. Number 3. The Terrifying Hookman. Resident Evil 4. While I personally will always remember Resident Evil's E3 2009 showcase for Shinji Mikami telling me not to pee my pants at the new footage for Resident Evil 4, the rest of the world was looking in a very different direction, and it was usually from the safety of behind their sofas, as the hook man from the preview section was utterly terrifying. Appearing to be made of mist and pure middle fingers, this hook-wielding foe seemed all but impervious to Leon's bullets and stalked him throughout some rather dark and dreary halls. The atmosphere captured in these short bursts left the world wagging their tongues in both excitement and with what this could mean for the rest of the game. Unfortunately, due to a complete overhaul of the game's narrative, the Hookman, who was rumored to be an illusion that would leap from paintings and mirrors to stalk Leon, was completely cut. However, if there's one thing that could have made the impossibly polished Resident Evil 4 even better, it would be a horrendous you-can't-defeat-me villain like this. Number 2. A giant shark? Resident Evil Outbreak. Ah, Outbreak. What could have been, eh? While the title might be passed over by the majority of Resident Evil fans, Outbreak and its subsequent sequels really were something special. From its inventive approach to online gameplay in an emerging market, to its character selection and indeed enemy variants, this felt like a game that should have taken the world by storm. However, for reasons such as a limited amount of players with online capabilities at this point in time, it ended up being a niche seller at best. Still, that didn't stop the series from going utterly crazy with its time in the sun, as the giant shark from the original Outbreak definitely proves. Intended to be the final boss from the also-scrapped dock section of the game, this oversized Neptune enemy would have hounded the players as they swam from point to point, and when you consider the size and sheer menace of this model, it would have been utterly terrifying to come up against. It's a shame we never got to fight it, but at least we got zombie elephants in the sequel, right? And number 1, the El Gigante Mega Battle. Resident Evil 5. If there was one moment that was sure to set our hearts to, oh bloody Christ, what the hell is this thing? It was that moment that we were introduced to the El Gigante enemies from Resident Evil 4. Taking on zombified hordes was bad enough, but now having to contend with one the size of a high-rise was bordering on piss-taking. Thanks to the huge success of these interactions, it was inevitable that we were going to see these large lads in Resident Evil 5. And sure enough, we got to pour an entire truckload of ammo into them thanks to an action set-piece midway through the game. However, this originally wasn't the only encounter with El Gigante, as records show that there was an entire boss fight section based around 10 to 15 of them. That's right, more than a baker's dozen of these monstrous meatheads. From what we can glean, the original plan was to have Chris, Barry, and other BSAA members all team up to take on this horde using miniguns that were dotted around an encampment. Now, to be honest, the combination of shooting gallery gameplay and Attack on Titan enemies sure would have made this a blast to play through, right?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.